America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Blair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Blair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Streaming live from Central Florida, this is the American Adversaries Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. While tonight we let the Rays take over the radio waves. Blair Adams with you, and at a press conference in Orlando an hour ago, we learned the deadly virus MERS that has infected a recent arrival from the Middle East is not a threat and has been contained. Now, wouldn't it be great if it was that easy to protect us from some of the lousy politicians that, like germs and parasites, infect this nation? Our host has the disinfecting pill to give them. He's just not sure whether or not it should be a suppository. Christopher Hart!
I know just how I did start that thing, too, on the toe of my boot. All right, welcome to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and it is drive time, and we're coming to you live on AM660TheAnswer.com. And tomorrow we'll be back up on the stick, but the Rays are occupying, as Lair said, that time of today. And unfortunately, we can't go up the dial to 1520 WBZ. Because that place is occupied now as well. But we are still coming to you live, and we are coming to you from the mercury-free broadcasting studios. And don't forget, for the best in mercury-free dentistry, call Dr. James E. Hardy at 407-678-3399. They'll treat you right over there, and they do take insurance. And it's a really great practice, and it's holistic dentistry. He does a lot of stuff that your normal dentist doesn't do. And that's what we try to do around here. A lot of stuff that your normal talk show doesn't do. And so we hopefully have a good show lined up for you today. We're going to continue our beat back the tax blitz, if you will, against this Seminole County sales tax increase. We have a guest in studio with us. His name's George Martos, and he's a candidate, guess what, for the Seminole County Commission. So we'll be talking to him about the tax as well as other positions that he's taken in order to serve us, the public, here in Central Florida. And just because we're on AM660TheAnswer.com doesn't mean that you can't participate in the show. And, of course, you do that by calling us at 407-774-8255. And once again, we are visible. We are visible thanks to our intern, Lucas, who has us on Ustream.tv. So you can go to Ustream.tv, type in American Adversaries, or just go to Facebook and type in American Adversaries, and we're linked up there as well. Not only can you see us, but you can hear us there as well. So you don't have to worry about having the radio and the computer going.
And the guy with the beard, that's George.
The goatee. Yeah, the handsome-looking one. The other guys are us. And that voice you just heard was Blair Adams. I am Christopher Hart. We do have George Martos in the studio with us, and we once again have Nick LeCicero on the bridge. So we are in good hands. And just a reminder, voting has already started for the Seminole County sales tax increase. Whether you're for it or against it, please go out and vote. There are four locations that will be open through Saturday. The times are 10 to 6, Monday through, well, I should say now, Wednesday through Friday, today through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 12 to 4. At these four locations, you can vote. The Longwood Elementary School, the Supervisor of Elections Office in Sanford, the Oviedo Aquatic Center, and Sylvan Lake in Sanford as well. And you don't have to be from, you know, just right down the street. Anybody from anywhere in the county can vote at any one of those locations. You just have to be a Seminole County resident. And now, if you miss that, you will not be able to vote Sunday or Monday. What you will be able to vote on Tuesday, which is the actual official election day, and I'm sure we'll get the election results pretty early Tuesday night, because there won't be a lot of votes, I wouldn't think, in terms of comparison to a normal election time, which is when they should have done this, to count. Tim from Castleberry, no, we're not going to Positano's tonight. We're going to a graduation party for our old buddy Marshall Polston. That kid, he's graduating from high school, and he's doing great on the radio, and he's been accepted at the University of Florida. So congratulations.
Party school.
Yeah, so look for us over there tomorrow night, Tim. Tomorrow night be the night at Cafe Positano. All right, so let's get to our guest right now. And since we're talking about this Seminole County sales tax, the man is running for a Seminole County Commission, and we'll ask him who he's going to be running against. So welcome to the show today, George Martos.
Thank you so much for having me here, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming down, especially on a rainy, soggy afternoon like it is here today. First of all, have you ever been elected to office before?
No, I have not. This is my first time.
Okay, why do you want to do it?
I want to do it because I'm tired of seeing things happening that nobody really, the real people, which is what I consider people that work hard, that are landowners, they don't have a voice. The people that are up there on that board, they're either career politicians or career attorneys that don't fit the rest of the crowd that's really living in Seminole County.
All right, before we get in too deep here, who would you be running against?
John Horan.
Okay, and of course, he's one of the five because it's unanimous that they're for the sales tax increase, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But first, let's kind of go through some introductory phase here.
Sure.
What do you do now, and how long have you been in Seminole County?
I've lived in Seminole County since actually the early 90s. I moved out for a while during college and came back.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to UCF and to Rollins.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I've always stayed here locally. When I first graduated high school, I decided to go out and go away for a semester. And then I thought, hey, I'm spending all this money driving all the way out here. Let's stay close to home and live off the parents for a little bit so I could go to college.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been here. I've owned a business. I was a deputy sheriff for close to 10 years in Osceola County, a little further south.
Yeah.
And went into working with lawyers and learning their business. I'm not an attorney, but I learned how to do their business from the ground up, how to manage their offices, how to market it. And a couple years ago, actually in 2010, I started a business doing exactly that, managing and marketing different law firms, especially with, you know, some of the big law firms kind of taking over the marketing business. It's hurt a lot of the little ones, and I kind of fit in that little groove.
Well, this will give you some unique experience to bring to the county commission, managerial experience. Experience in law enforcement and experience dealing in that law community with lawyers.
Absolutely.
Of course, you'll be dealing with a lot of people like that on the Seminole County Commission.
Absolutely. Not only that, but in marketing, too. I mean, you have to be able to sell anything that you're proposing to the general public in the right time and with the right principles behind it.
Well, so. I'm glad you brought that up because I want to talk to you. We're going to go ahead and take the break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about this tax increase that the Seminole County Commission is trying to sell to us right now and get your thoughts on that. Just hold them for a second, though. But before we go to the break, how can people find, do you have a website?
Absolutely, okay. MartosForSeminole.com.
Martos for Seminole, and you spell Martos.
MARTOS.
For, and you spell F-O-R.
F-O-R, and then Seminole.com.
Okay.
And they can also email me at MartosForSeminole@gmail.com.
And if they want to donate to your campaign, they could do it that way,
too? At the website, yes.
Yeah.
Or on Facebook. I'm also Martos for Seminole. On Facebook.
Okay, so it's MartosForSeminole.com or Martos for Seminole on Facebook. That makes that real easy for you. Okay, when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with George, and because there will be two seats up for a re-election this fall, right?
Yes,
on the commission, and he's going for one of them. So we'll give him a chance to air out his positions.
Exactly, because there's lots of controversial things going on in Seminole County right now. By the way, what part of Seminole County do you live in?
I live in Castleberry.
Castleberry, okay. I live in Longwood, so we're close by. Folks, we are the American Adversaries. We are streaming live tonight while the Rays bat around that ball. I don't know what the score is, but let's worry about the American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
All right, and we're back. That's right, folks. The American Adversaries on a wet drive time afternoon here in Central Florida. I hope you are taking your time if you're out on the roads tonight. And if you don't need to really go out tonight, maybe a good night to stay in.
Yeah, don't let your tutti frutti get soggy.
That's right.
You know what he's trying to say?
Oh, we can't have that happen. No way. Not around here. And I think maybe most of the rain is gone. But
90% chance for tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's going to be still, the roads will be wet. And then tomorrow we got more on the way. So be prepared and just be ready for that and give yourself a little extra time as you go out. All right. As we were talking in the first segment of the show, the election is underway officially for the Seminole County sales tax increase here in Central Florida. You know, folks, you've been listening to the show. We've been making a big deal about it because for one reason, I think it's the inappropriate time and inappropriate way to go about this. But for the other reason is there's nobody else out there trying to present, you know, this side of the argument. So, we'll just do it ourselves, you know, that sort of thing. I guess you got to do it. You want it done right, you got to do it yourself type thing. And I think there's a little bit of that in people who run for office. George isn't there. You know, if you want it done right, you got to get up there and
absolutely.
Do it yourself type thing.
Absolutely. You're tired of seeing the same thing happening over and over. Isn't that the definition of insanity or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, or stupidity.
Doing the same thing over and over again but expecting different results.
That's right.
But what's your opinion on the increase?
Chris, I disagree with the timing. I think the timing is off. First of all, if it was good enough to sunset 2 years ago because the economy was bad, economy really hasn't recovered that well.
No.
For it to say, hey, let's go full force with it.
Right.
To push it on us on a special election that's costing us $500,000,
yep.
And more than that, really, because between all the advertising that they're pushing, those special cards that they're mailing out with things said, you know, incorrectly on it, so they have to mail another one kind of thing.
Yeah.
Between all that said and done, and the amount of time that the commissioners and school board members are spending out, you know, politicking specially for it and everything, you're probably going close to $1 million in expenses trying to push this whole ordeal. I think that's just bad budgeting right there. I mean, why would I give you money if you're spending it unwisely right in front of me?
And so, we have five Republican commissioners, and the idea behind Republicans is less government, less taxes, less power like that, and these guys are all pushing it, and it's I can't understand it.
Absolutely. It is ridiculous. And
how can they call themselves Republicans?
I don't know about that answer, but let me tell you, they're I don't know about them so much, but they're telling other people to say the wrong things. For instance, I met a wonderful lieutenant from the fire department yesterday, and they have a lot of firemen out there advertising for this tax.
They're shooting for it, yeah.
But the misconception is that a lot of them think that part of this tax money that's being raised is going to them. You know, to get them better equipment and all that stuff. And nowhere on there does it say that any of it is going to them.
No.
It's specifically detailed, in fact, to not be spent on any of those expenses, but on future projects. And I mean, this guy's eyes got wide open on that and saying, you know, we've been spending all this time out there with the signs and everything, and we've been told a lie. I'm like, yeah. You need to spread
just like the flyer they sent out.
Join the crowd, right? Yeah, join the crowd. Two questions real quick. First of all, was it this issue that made you get into the race, or just the general, as you said, you were sick and tired
of
the same
old issues? I mean, it goes on and on and on.
But this is typical of
all right. Absolutely.
Second thing is, how's your ground game? Are you out there beating the pavement? I mean, physically walking around, meeting people?
Absolutely.
And what are they saying when you meet them?
Well, it's great because I was actually approached first. When I put my papers in to run for county commissioner, I thought, man, nobody knows my name. It's going to be really hard to reach out to people. And I started getting phone calls right away. And I'm like, how do these people even know me? Well, there's people online constantly trying to see who has the guts to go out there and stand up against these guys.
Sure.
So they've called me, they've emailed me, reached out to me and met with me. And they've been completely positive, telling me, you know, supporting me. Telling me, hey, these are the groups of people that you need to meet. You need to talk to this other neighborhood because they don't like the commissioners or they don't like what's going on. So it's been really, really good. I found that a great majority of people don't even know who their commissioner is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. They vote for him, but they don't follow up to see what he's doing for them or anything else. So a lot of it is education. I'm educating the public and what's going on.
The public and the firefighters.
Yeah.
And which district, can you tell us which district it is? You said who you're running against, Horan. What district is that?
District 2. It starts a little bit over in Oviedo, and it follows kind of Red Bug Lake Road all the way over to Castleberry and north of that. But the whole county votes
for
the commissioner.
For each district.
Well, no, the whole county votes for whoever's running for office.
That's what I mean. In other words, the whole county votes for all five districts.
Yes, yes,
so
correct.
The whole county will be voting for your
yes,
district.
Correct.
So even if Lair is not in your mm-hmm. district because he's Seminole County resident, he can still vote for you if
correct.
He's so inclined.
Now, both of us are Republicans, so it'll be decided on the primary. So
which is in August.
August 26th, yes.
Yeah. So, and is there a Democrat, do you know, or are they
not
lining
that
up?
I know of, no.
Yeah, and most likely then whoever wins the primary is going to be the new Seminole County Commissioner.
Correct, correct.
And even given the fact if they were to parade out a Democrat, their chances would be slim.
Very slim, sure.
Republican.
I've had a lot of Democrats actually welcome me, and there's actually one that I met a couple days ago and went out and said, I'm changing to Republican
Party.
So I can vote for you
in the primary.
And then don't take it personal, but I'm going back to Democrat. I'm like, hey, vote for me. I don't care which way you do it.
Take it personal, that's a compliment.
Absolutely.
He's going to go to that much trouble, you know. And but that's because, folks, we have a closed primary in this state. So in order to vote in a primary for a Republican, you have to be a member of the Republican Party, and likewise for Democrats.
Now, George, I got to tell you, right now, and throughout our entire nation, the trust in government is flat. It stinks. No one trusts government. And then when I see what goes on, the shenanigans that's gone on with this election or with this property tax thing,
sure.
Where the money's not going to go. Well, oh, no, it isn't going to go for that. Well, yeah, it might. Oh, well, we're just repaying. Everything is so confusing and so misleading.
Shell game.
Yeah, it really is. And it's just driving up that feeling even more. We can't trust even our local officials.
Sure. There is a lot of misleading. I got to tell you, it's not so much, I don't want to say misleading, but there's people saying what they believe is the right thing on both sides.
Sure.
You really need to research the truth for yourselves. That's something that woke me up because, running for office, I'm told 100 different stories on the same subject from different people all the time. And I have to sit down and say, okay, well, it's time for me to make my own decision and go out there and research what's factual and what's not factual. A lot of stuff, it's hard to get to. You know, you have to trust certain people that go to the county commissioner's office and pull documents and research where our money's being spent and everything. But a lot of it we can do online, just research. For instance, for candidates, you can go to supervisor election and find out who's supporting that candidate, you know, who's giving the money to them. So where their loyalties are going to be at the end, you know, if they're being sponsored completely by a developer, they're going to be pro-development all mm-hmm. around and
sure.
vice versa. So I encourage everybody, they should have been doing this on this tax issue already sometime. But the county was a little late to tell us all about it until all of a sudden pushing it on us for this. So it's taken a little bit of people like us to go out and tell the public, hey, you need to research it. This is the pros and these are the cons. But vote. They need to vote. A lot of things you were saying, the early votings. A lot of people have signed up for the absentee voting, and they haven't turned in their absentee
ballots. Yeah. And folks, they can determine if the absentee ballot has been sent back, but they won't tell people, you know, how you voted.
Right.
They'll know the party. They'll know that you got the absentee ballot. They know if it's sent back. But a lot of them have not been sent back.
No.
That's interesting. Now, they can be actually dropped off at the polling places.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there may be an influx of ballots. But you folks, if you got one of those absentee ballots sitting around and you have an opinion on this, this is the time to express it. And by the way, we're talking with George Martos. He is a candidate for Seminole County Commission. He's a longtime resident of Central Florida, Seminole County in particular. He was a deputy sheriff down in Osceola County. He's now a businessman in Seminole County. And you can find out more about him and his campaign at martosforseminole.com. That's just Martos, M-A-R-T-O-S, for Seminole.com. Or Facebook, Martos for Seminole. And, of course, you can help him out with a donation there as well. And As you approach the primary, what's your strategy going to be? Are you going to challenge the commissioner to a debate? Do you think that have you already done that?
No, I haven't. I would love to. I've been
you
told
to issue the challenge today.
I've been told by plenty of people to challenge him. Some of his coworkers actually have told me to challenge him. I didn't know much about him before. Before I started running for office.
And once again, you're running against?
John Horan. Mm-hmm. But the more that I go out, I don't think he's in it for the general public. And the sense that I get that is that he hasn't, once he ran, he hasn't gone out to visit anybody out in the general public ever again.
How many years does the Seminole County Commission?
4 years.
It's a four-year term.
Yes.
And you're term limited by two terms, aren't you?
No.
Oh, it's not term limited.
No.
Okay, under state of Florida law. Okay. All right. And when we come back, we'll talk about some other issues with George Martos, because there's a lot else going on in Seminole County other than the Seminole County tax increase. So we'll get his ideas on those sort of things. And once again, if you'd like to join the show, 407-774-8255 is the number.
Yeah, and maybe with George's business background, maybe he can explain how this stupid SunRail was ever going to work. Folks, American adversaries, and we don't mind asking the hard questions. You can too.
I'll keep your eyes on the road you hand upon.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart for SoundbiteRx.com. Let me just give you a little rundown on the stories you'll find brand new today at SoundbiteRx.com. If you want to learn about the unprecedented, well, let's just say maybe it isn't so unprecedented, but the business as usual dysfunction. Talk about dysfunction. I'm dysfunctional. The business as usual dysfunction in Washington, D.C., you need no go no further than to study the Keystone Pipeline Project. And there's a great article on SoundbiteRx.com today about that. There's also a great article in there by the about the VA by the Washington Examiner. It really takes that kind topic in depth. And General Cece is also on SoundbiteRx.com once again today, and how he is eliminating the terrorists from Egypt. And Obamacare, five myths busted. You got to read that one. And that's a Weekly Standard article. Great story. And have you ever heard of the Gini coefficient? The Gini coefficient, G-I-N-I coefficient, that is census info about the 435 congressional districts here in the United States, various different census info. And some of the interesting census info you'll find today at SoundbiteRx.com, including the 32 of the 35 most economically inequal districts in the country are Democratic. Let me say that again. 32 of the 35 most unequal economically districts in the country are Democrat. And they complain? We should complain about them. And we do. And you'll find all that stuff at SoundbiteRx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, and we're back. That's right, folks. You're listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time, coming to you live on AM660TheAnswer.com. And you can reach us at 407-774-8255, and we are coming to you, indeed, live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And we had our old good friend Tim call a little while ago to find out if we're going to go to Cafe Positano tonight. And, of course, you know Cafe Positano is a great sponsor of ours, great Italian eating. And now is the time to make reservations for those springtime parties, you know, you guys are all planning out there.
Graduation.
Birthdays, weddings, all of those things. And business meetings. You know, they have business meetings down there all the time, and during the day and evening. And, of course, they have a fine dining room.
They can handle really large groups.
They sure can. And, of course, they have the casual dining, you know, where you can just go in anytime, just like anywhere else, and sit down and have a great Italian meal or carry it out. And Cafe Positano, the home restaurant, is 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436. That's where we go after the show once a week at least, and we'll be doing that tomorrow night. And they also have a location in Orlando across the street from Bishop Moore, right there on Edgewater Drive, and in Sanford in the Target Supercenter on 426.
Is tomorrow night ladies' night?
Or 46, excuse me. And Thursday night,
yes,
is ladies' night, so we'll be...
Ooh, what a night. Oh, sorry.
And if you'd like to make reservations at Cafe Positano, the number is 407-774-8080. I'd like to get back now to our guest. George Martos is running as a candidate for the Seminole County Commission, and I can look into the future and see that regardless of how this tax increase turns out, I can see George Martos being on the American Adversaries a number of times between now and August. What was it again?
August 26th. Oh, I hope so. That's a good
August
thing.
August 26th, which is going to be the primary date, which will be where he will be in a run. He's going to be in the primary against John Horan, who presently sits on the Seminole County Commission. And to say that I'm displeased with these Seminole County commissioners, it would be to put it mildly. These guys were elected as being fiscally conservative, and I feel like we're just being, you know, this is the sort of thing, to be honest with you, I'd expect from Democrats, you know, where they simply, no amount of money ever is enough, and they're always figuring out a new way to raise taxes. And as you said,
for our own good.
Yeah, supposedly for our own good. But really, it's for, you know, for them to spend a lot more money. And you mentioned that it was just a couple of years ago that they allowed the last sales tax
to sunset,
and because of the bad economic times, and we all know that the times aren't any better than they were just a couple of years ago. And then on top of that, they raised the millage tax, which affects everybody. It affects property owners and renters, and that's businesses and individuals, residences and businesses. So it's just never enough.
No.
What are you going to do to try? Are you going to try to be a governor on that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, hopefully this tax doesn't pass. So that's the best case scenario. If it does pass, I think that the best thing that anybody can do that's in that county commissioner seat, hopefully myself, is nitpick that budget. I mean, the thing they've been doing for the last couple of years, and that's why we've run out of this money that was in savings there from the last couple of penny taxes,
right,
is that when budget time comes, they don't cut back. Like, if I have a budget in my house and money gets tight for whatever reason, you know, my taxes actually just went up. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
And so I had to cut back on other things, you know, cut back on cable, cut back on other things. Well, why don't they do the same thing? No, what they do is they reached into the savings account, this, you know, money that they had left over, and said, okay, now the budget is balanced. No, it's not. You just reached to extra money that you had for emergency situations and balanced it that way. Well, it doesn't work. So what needs to happen is every time the budget comes up to part is nitpick it, make sure that it's as tight as it could possibly be. And if it doesn't pass, if the tax thing doesn't pass, so the penny tax, then great. We're going to find a way to make the budget work with what we have. If it does pass, we need to put as much of it into reserves for that next rainy day, because they have not you know, they've been eating away at all these reserves for the last 2 years, only 2 years.
Right.
And they've been chewing away at it.
For people living in Sanford, just look what they're doing downtown. I mean, they're trying to renew all the areas around downtown Sanford, and they put a ton of money into fixing things up and making it look all pretty, and I'm not sure if it's going to really draw anybody.
Sure, absolutely. I think last night there was actually a debate between Commissioner Constantine and former Commissioner Grant Malloy.
Were you there?
Yes, I was. Absolutely.
How did that go? We're going to have Grant on, by the way, later in the week. And
Grant is awesome. I mean, he's a really, really good. And his biggest thing is he's out for us, for the public. I mean, he really...
Let me just interject. One of the things that I really like about Grant is he is informed.
Yes.
He doesn't say anything that he doesn't know what he's talking about and
can't
have
back
all
up,
the details on it. He's meticulous about that.
That's
anyway.
One of the things, like I was saying earlier, if you don't trust general public and you can't research something, you need to find a person that can research it. Grant's one of those people. I mean, if there's an issue and he's heard a rumor, he's going to find that document, he's going to research it.
And he's tenacious.
Yes, absolutely.
He'll find the truth.
And that's the wonderful thing. And you know, Commissioner Constantine is no newbie at this. He's been around for a long time.
He sure has.
He knows how to.
He's slick.
And he stood his ground. Let me tell you, I was very impressed. And if anything, you know, I probably can learn a little bit from him because I'm sure I'll be attacked for other things in the future. And he stood there because that neighbor, that community meeting was the majority of it. I'm telling you, 75% or more was anti-tax.
How many people do you estimate were there?
You know, I don't know, probably around 50 people or so, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
But the whole front row, thanks to David Levitt from Libertarian, they were the whole front row had those yard signs, you know, axe tax or no tax or whatever.
That's our man.
That had been so intimidating to Lee Constantine. I think if it would have been any of the other ones like Horan or anything, they probably would have ran. But Lee, you know, he's a professional, so he stood his ground.
Well, now, he's been in this business
a long time. Commissioner Constantine's, what was his response? What is the answer that he has for raising this? What's the big thing we need to do? Why is it going to really help?
I keep
hearing
the same story over and over. There's three things. We have to have these things done, is what they keep saying. And then there's only three ways that it can be done. Either raise the penny tax, or we'll have to raise the property tax again, or these things don't get done. And I'm like, you're going to tell me that these things, these special projects that you have for this penny tax, are they needed? Is it a need? No, they're not. Majority of them aren't needs. They're wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell my daughters. I told you I have two younger daughters, and they come to me all the time with wants and needs. And I come to them, well, you know, the budget's a little tight right now, hon. Is it a need or is it a want? And I think that's what the problem is. The commissioners aren't really realizing the economy is not ready for wants.
It's absolutely inflationary, George.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a theory that I've developed as this has progressed along. And Larry mentioned SunRail a while ago. They know that in 7 years, the county's going to be on the hook. The cities are going to be on the hook for SunRail.
Sure.
And they know at that point in time, they're going to have to raise taxes.
Absolutely. There's
no question about it. And so what they're trying to do now is raise taxes now so that when they have to raise them again in the future for SunRail, all of these projects will have already been budgeted and taken care of.
Sure.
And therein is the lie that we've been told all along about SunRail, and that is that it was going to be good for the community. It was going to pay for the community. It was going to provide for all this development and everything. Well, the problem is it's going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money for all of that to come to fruition. And this is just the first taste of it.
Sure. On top of the penny increase in the sales
tax.
That's
what I'm saying. You know, in a way, they're being clever because they know they're going to have to raise taxes for SunRail.
Absolutely.
So they figure, well, we better do this now while the getting's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because later on, it's all going to go to SunRail.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has to know that $2 that it charges for you to run on the SunRail will never pay for the SunRail. It'll never pay for it. So, yeah, there's no doubt. Now, they won't bring that up now because that's a major thing.
Oh, it's going to pay for itself eventually.
There is no way that's going to pay for itself. Will it bring jobs? Yes. At some point, there's going to be a couple, handful of jobs. It doesn't compare to the amount of money that's drained from our economy already because they keep saying they're very, very proud. The commissioners are very, very proud that we've already paid our portion of that SunRail.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our money that should have gone to all these other projects.
It had been planned for the other projects.
Exactly, exactly. All right, we have Kelly on the line who was at last night's meeting, and so let's get her take on it. Kelly, thank you for listening tonight. I presume Kelly is a woman?
Yes, it's me. You know me, Chris.
Oh, yes. Kelly, hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, yeah. Hey,
thanks for listening.
Yes, I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, the reason I was calling, yes, I was at the debate, and I had the question to Constantine. I said, I want to know why Bill Ray Nissan got about $1 million of our taxpayer dollars, why Servat got $113,000, why Colorado Prime State got $24,000, why Post Time Lounge got $24,000, and why Wawa got $250,000. Everyone clapped after that.
What was his response?
His response was basically that money comes out of a county beautification fund.
What?
Some sort of, maybe your guest there will remember.
A Wawa is part of beautification?
Yeah. I think it's called CAR or something like that. It's a special
special fund. So basically he was saying, doesn't 1792 look so much better now?
No, it doesn't. I'm sorry.
I don't know where he's talking about.
I think he jumps on I-4 in a certain part and comes back out on the other end because the middle part is ugly.
And then we were also reminded that 436 used to be a dirt road. Don't you like it now?
Yeah, that was, what, 200 years ago or something? I'm not sure.
Okay. So then Grant got up after basically his excuse was, we have this special fund and it's for beautification. So that was his answer. Grant said he's always been against this special fund. He never thought it was right, and it shouldn't even be allowed in the budget.
Yeah, I mean, and who decides where that money goes, and who decided,
exactly,
for instance, that Bill Ray Nissan got the benefit of it instead of someone else?
Well, the steak place.
Hey, Kelly, listen, we have to go to the break, but if you'd like, stay with us, please, and we'll pick you up on the other side of the break. Folks, we are talking with George Martos. He's a candidate for Seminole County Commission, and we're talking about the tax increase and some other things, too. If you'd like to participate, like Kelly, 407-774-8255 is the number.
Yes, and we'd love it when our listeners give us a call. American Adversaries are here 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, and we do get a break on Saturday, and we will be right back. Well, to all those people that are listening on stream right now, we sure do appreciate it. The American Adversaries are here with our final segment, and I'm going to talk to you again about Roxy Pacifics because it's the greatest thing you can ever have for your skin. Every household should have some. I have a personal friend who is suffering from cancer right now and some radiation and has been using Roxy Pacifics constantly, and it's the only thing that's given her relief. If you'd like to try some Roxy Pacifics, 619-654-4829, 619 654-4829. For anything bad on your skin, it's like Raid for your skin. It helps feed your skin, but it gets rid of all the bad bugs and everything else, and it's all natural.
All right. Welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. Kelly, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. And I just had another point.
Yeah.
Thank you. Billy Ray Nissan, that's what I call him now, Billy Ray.
Billy Ray.
I love it. Not only did he get a million, he forked in, this is generous, $5,000 to help pay for some of the flyers that we had mail out. So that's a really good deal for Billy Ray. also, the firefighters, there was a firefighter there talking about ambulances breaking down and, you know, stuff like that, stuff they need. And Lee Constantine said, I'm going to take care of that. That's in this thing. Well, then Grant Malloy got up and said, I don't see anything about firefighters in here. There's a lot of to be determined in this budget, but there's nothing there.
That's what you were saying, George, isn't it?
Just, yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me, Kelly, just for a second. You were just saying the same thing a little earlier to us.
I spoke to the lieutenant from the fire department later on and explained to him there's nothing in there at all that says that any of that money is allowed to go to the fire department or police department for that matter. So, they're sadly mistaken. They need more help. There's no doubt about it. Right now, what they're doing for their fire trucks is they're getting the equipment from the old ones and they're putting it on other chassis. And that's what they're using. I mean, they're kind of like, Band-Aid over and over because the county is not really supporting them the way they should be supported.
Thanks, Kelly. We appreciate it.
Well, and lastly, I wanted to say that I went to early voting, and teachers are getting out the vote. The firefighters, the cops, I mean, the government and the unions are getting out the vote. So
right.
We need to, too. This is David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that was their strategy all along. They knew that they have an organization where they can get out a certain number of votes, and they within a pretty close estimate, know that the exact number.
Sure.
And so what we need to do is get out there and express our view on this. And it certainly,
To your point early on our program for a long time, they play on the emotions, especially when it comes to it's for the children.
Sure.
And it's for the schools.
There's a reason why it's 25% for the schools. It's because they're going to get that emotion out of the parents, out of the teachers.
But now you mentioned this about the fire department and their equipment. The tax being sold because of the schools and all of that, what kind of shape is the rest of the county in, financially speaking? Because if the fire department is having to salvage parts from one truck to keep another
one
running.
I've met tons of firemen that are, teachers haven't gotten a pay raise in I don't know how long. Is there school in bad shape? Sure, but it's probably because the school board itself isn't budgeting themselves right. They just built that gigantic executive building for themselves. How about they keep complaining that there's lunchrooms that are from the 70s or something like that. Maybe that's where the money should have gone before they build that gigantic building.
Or $1 million for Bill Ray Nissan for beautification.
Or Wawa's. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, the fire department definitely need funds. Funds are needed in certain parts of the county. There's no doubt about it. But are the funds there? They probably are, because they're throwing it away like nothing on this $500,000 special election.
And you, having business experience, you feel like you could get in there and sort it out.
Absolutely. There's a couple things I can do, and I think they should have been doing. One is managing the money properly and not spending it, on useless things. And the other thing is, if you are going to put this tax forward because it's a necessity, then you should be explaining to the public all the needs that are really needed, the reasons for this tax, before they throw it out at us.
Right.
Not the other way around. It feels like they threw at us, hey, we're going to have a penny tax added on, and then months later, oh, here's the reasons why.
Would you also seek maybe to change the county rules or charter? And I'm not sure how they do it in Seminole County, because I live in Orange County, but you can change the charter, by referendum. Would you seek to change the charter so that all tax increases in the future could only be voted on in a general election?
Oh, I would love to have something like that. That's absolutely the way it should be done. Even the millage increase, I believe, should be done by voting, by people, explain to them the needs.
Which is the way they did that the last time. That's the way they did it.
Yeah.
It was in the general election. That's where this one should be.
Absolutely. It should be, here's our needs, and then you explain it to them a year ahead of time so everybody has a chance to research it and show how you're spending the money properly. And then on the general election, here you go. Please vote on it.
See, that would, the Sentinel and other, liberal organizations, not that the Sentinel's liberal, but who knows, I think they are. But
they lean to the left.
These organizations are always talking about the Sunshine Law, and we need to have more sunshine in Florida. Well, if this isn't the shadiest deal coming down the pike, I don't know what is. There's no sunshine on this election at all. And that's why they're cramming it through so fast. They don't want any light on this. They don't want that deliberative process that you just talked about, because they know they would have to actually reveal the truth.
And, sure. And also, look at some of the costs on here. At, say, $250,000, that could really help to buy a new fire truck.
Absolutely.
And these other expenditures that really are just for kickback.
$1 million for Billy Ray Nissan.
Yes, how many fire trucks
could, I mean, that I don't know what a fire truck costs these days.
Probably half a million.
I would think that it got
quarter to half.
Get you one nice one for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you imagine their fire trucks are in bad shape, I'm sure the rest of their equipment is just as bad. So they need funds all the way around, the fire department, the police department, and all the rescue departments that we have in Seminole County. But, yeah, spending it on the beautification of, beautiful trees on the side of Bill Ray Nissan.
Or even $500,000 on this stupid election.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a fire truck right there.
There's a fire truck right there, this election.
A rescue vehicle, and maybe even an EMT.
Because they wanted to play slimy and make sure they won.
Yep.
All right. Okay, as I said, George, you're going to be back with us in the near future. Thank you so much, guys.
And
we'll do this again. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, who have been listening to us on AM660, The Answer. com, or on your smart device, because you knew to download the app and you did all those sort of things, and we really, really appreciate you doing that. We will be back up on the stick, as we like to say around here, tomorrow. That'll be AM 660, The Answer, on your radio dial. And once again, when Lucas is here, we are also on Ustream.tv, which is where we've been today. And of course, if you missed today's show, and I guess I should say this tomorrow, but you can always go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, and check out the archive, where you'll find us there. And let's see, tomorrow's Thursday, so tomorrow we have Mike McBath, who's going to join us again.
We'll
be talking about a lot of stuff, including the Kiss. I don't mean Kiss the rock band either. I mean the Kiss.
Hopefully you're not talking about his golf game, because we were out there the other day with him.
No. We're not going to talk to him about that. But no, you didn't see the Kiss? When the guy was drafted at the end of the football draft.
No, I heard about this.
Oh, yeah. And what gets me is ESPN keeps playing it over and over. It's not a home run, guys. I mean, if anything, he only got to first base with his boyfriend, but we don't need to see that.
Careful how you use that phrase, home run, okay, Chris? American adversaries are getting out of here before we get into trouble.
Night, everybody.
AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service of Salem Communications, intelligent, conservative, AM 660.